good morning, a Wednesday morning. We are with Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, we have lawmakers, state lawmakers, on Tuesday resisting Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposal to lift the ceiling of family income that qualifies students for free tuition at state college and universities. This is a story that your staff writer, Zachary Mattson, has been working on. Give us an update.
Dave, lawmakers are focused on the so-called TAP gap, the difference between the state's tuition assistance program grants to low-income students and the actual cost for tuition, as they press SUNY Chancellor Christina Johnson on the governor's plan to increase to $150,000 the level up to which families qualify for the state's free tuition program. Johnson said across all SUNY schools, the gap between the TAP grants, which on average go to students from families making about $20,000 a year, and tuition is about $82 million, costs largely borne by the different SUNY campuses. The gap also continues to grow as SUNY plans to raise tuition $200 a year over the next 5 years, and the TAP grant remains flat.
From there, let's go to Saratoga County, where we have a new president and CEO of the Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership.
Yes, Shelby Snyder, a veteran of Saratoga County Economic Development, has been appointed the new president and CEO of Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership. The partnership announced on Tuesday. Schneider, previously the partnership's vice president, has been interim president for the last month, since the resignation of former President Marty Vaneggs. Under Schneider's leadership, the Saratoga Partnership team is expected to continue its Next Wave Communities initiative, which assists communities in developing tailored economic development plans. The partnership is currently working with the towns of Moreau, Malta, and Galway, and the village of Balls and Spa.
Tell us about the Capital Region Spelling Bee.
Well, Dave, people of Cairo, Egypt know the Ankh. The ancient Egyptian hieroglyphic symbol was most commonly used in writing and in art to represent the word for life. Kingston Jakowski, who studies in Cairo Greene County, also knows the Ankh. The sixth grader at Cairo Durham Middle School correctly spelled the four-letter word Tuesday to win the annual Capital Region Spelling Bee at Proctor's in Schenectady. Approximately 113 students from dozens of local schools in multiple counties participated in the spelling test, which was first held in 1982. Jakowski won an all-expenses-paid trip to Washington, D.C., and will participate in the Scripps National Spelling Bee May 24th through May 29th.
Congratulations. We've been speaking with Jeff Wilkin. Jeff, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Dave.